From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Hillary Clinton's campaign for the Democratic presidential nomination announced tonight that it's giving back $850,000 in contributions. The money was raised for the campaign by Norman Hsu, a fundraiser who last week skipped a bail hearing on a 15-year-old felony warrant. NPR's Peter Overby joins us now. Peter, what's going on here? Why is the Clinton campaign giving back so much money?
Well, Michelle, this is truly a bizarre story. Norman Hsu has been a bundler for the Clinton campaign for a long time. A bundler is someone who raises money from other people and brings it in. He's one of the campaign's top bundlers. Then 2 weeks ago, questions started coming up about how he was raising this money. Then, following that story, it turned out he was wanted for the sentencing on the felony in California dating back to 1992. The Los Angeles Times says that the FBI is getting interested. The committee says they've had no contact from the FBI. But the committee has clearly decided, as of tonight, this thing is just too hot for them to handle.
Peter, is there any precedent for this? Has a presidential campaign ever done anything like this before?
Absolutely not. Campaigns have given back money that was given directly to them. For instance, the Clinton campaign has already given to charity $23,000 that Hsu gave of his own money. But giving back the money that he raised seems to be a first for American politics. What's even more remarkable than the money, actually, is the fact that the campaign also announced that they're going to be doing criminal background checks on their bundlers. Campaigns normally do LexisNexis, Google searches, things like that, trying to make sure that people are who they say they are. But this criminal background check is entirely new. Bundlers are supposed to be people of prestige in a campaign, and having a criminal background check before you get to be a bundler is maybe taking it to a new level.
Curious as to whether that might scare some people off.
Yes, I think that's a fair question.
Now, Peter, where is Norman Hsu right now?
He is in a hospital in Junction City, Colorado. He was supposed to appear for this bail hearing in California, San Mateo County, last week, and he didn't show up for the hearing. His lawyer was as surprised as anyone, it seemed. What happened was that Hsu took a charter jet from the East Coast to California. Then he got on the California Zephyr, a train heading east, where he got sick, and the train called ahead for an ambulance to meet them in Junction City. He was taken off in the ambulance to the hospital, and there he was arrested by the FBI.
Well, Peter, I'm sure you'll be following the story. Thank you so much for talking to us.
My pleasure.
That was NPR's Peter Overby.